to prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Cause instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.
So many people are coming and going this time of year. Huh, you just returned.
Yeah, well, it's necessary, don't you think?
Well, for me, sure, but what if you can't get out? Like, even the thought of ferry being canceled, which it has been several times in these 70-mile-per-hour gusts, that makes me feel trapped.
I got lucky. My travel plans went pretty smooth. It all seemed to work.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, I have a friend who tried to leave twice, and first time she was stuck due to transportation lockdown, and the next time her daughter was sick, she had the flu.
Well, what'd she do about it?
Well, you know, she handled it a lot more gracefully than I ever would.
Well, you know, I think I'd feel, you know, if I was watching everybody sail off and I'm left thinking that my life is in the pits, I don't think I could handle, you know, reading one more duly noted in the paper about friends lounging on some tropical beach.
Oh, you sound like you're kind of getting a little pumped up. You just got back. Relax.
I'm telling you, just thinking about getting stuck here makes me feel like a member of Gilligan's Island. All the possibilities in another world, and I'm not going to be a part of it. I'd be thinking of what a loser I am. I'd resent the ones that got out.
Gee, I think you watched too much TV when you were a kid. Well, you know, I mean, really, I think comparing yourself to others is getting you even more worked up.
Well, you know, yeah, these left-behind fantasies, I feel them to my core, right? I feel my heart beat faster as we talk about it.
Look, I know what you mean. If I imagine losing out on something important, I do feel bummed out. But I learned a lot when Ellen's daughter got sick and she had to cancel her trip to Hawaii.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, she knew she needed a break. And, well, she focused on anything she could do here, even during the shortest, darkest week, to nurture herself.
Sounds like she came from a pretty secure background to be that well-adjusted. Sounds like kind of a saint, really.
Well, on one of our walks, she said, yeah, at first she was really disappointed and she kind of fell into a little spin and really even felt close to panic because she just couldn't get out. But then she realized how cranky she was getting. And when her daughter had a high fever and was so lethargic and achy, she knew she had to invest work in working harder to keep it together. And also, she said she needed to make sure that somehow she got out daily, especially during the light part of the day, which kept her rejuvenated. And then when her mind drifted to grief over her canceled plans, she let herself feel it, but then she looked for something that would give her some pleasure, like planting her garden next spring.
Well, I don't know. That sounds more zen-like than I think I could accomplish. I really needed to get out, you know.
Yeah, well, she did too, but here she was. She was stuck. And so when that kind of thing happens, I think you're right. It does sound zen-like. And actually, my guess is that's why it worked. It really gave her some space. It allowed her to have a break, at least from all that negative thinking that her mind was conjuring up.
Well, you know, everyone isn't so mindful as Ellen. Like me, I'd get really bugged, you know, ruminating about what a drag it is to be left here in the cold, thinking about, you know, how I could be sitting on a warm beach somewhere, and here I am. There's nothing like a warm beach anywhere within 100 miles of here, maybe 1,000 miles.
Yeah, at least 1,000, I guess.
You know, it's kind of this trapped feeling, and I got to admit, I'm not quite as elevated as Ellen, perhaps.
I know, but maybe if you had a really sick kid and you needed to pull it together, it might lead you to calm yourself down. And, you know, if you don't, you will stay in that negative state of mind, and that's eventually what Ellen was able to resist. And then she was able to move forward, and she got calmer.
Oh God, this sounds a little too perfect, a little too shrink-like, if you don't mind my saying so.
Well, I guess sometimes that when it comes to dealing with stuck, we could get caught in this sticky web of anxiety, or maybe we could engage in some
shrink-wrap. Let's do it.
Okay.
There's nothing realistic about this one. You didn't do the disclaimer.
Oh, I didn't do the disclaimer. That's true. Well, okay, this is a fictitious drama, and nothing that we're saying has any direct correlation
to reality. No.
Thank you. But actually, yeah, that must have been a little hard for you just coming back from vacation.
I don't know. I actually don't have much of a problem with it. I was playing a role there. Okay. That's not really me.
Well, all right, that's true. So first thing I wanted to do, actually, when we talked about doing this, I looked up the word vacation, and just to see, what is vacation? You know, does it really mean that you have to go to Miami Beach, Florida or
Miami.
Something? Yeah. So vacation means leisure time, at least a whole day, but usually longer, away from work or duty, and devoted to rest or pleasure. And also the act of vacating something, moving out of something. Hence, Ellen's ability in our skit to move out of feeling sad and depressed that she couldn't get out.
Right.
So I guess that's an operative concept. Mm-hmm. Moving out of a state might actually give you some vacation from the usual.
And we tend to think of it as a physical thing, but it really is a break in your pattern of thinking and a relaxation of your norm from your normal duties. And you can achieve that. You should be able to achieve that anywhere.
Well, you know, sometimes if you can't get out, it would be helpful to be able to achieve that. And, you know, not to underplay the value of having a, you know, sort of conventional vacation.
Yeah, a physical break is good.
Right. In fact, I just looked up a study done by the Wisconsin Medical Journal on women who take vacations and who don't. And they did this long-term study, and they found that the women who did take vacations, that they had some psychological benefits, that it impacted their lives, made quality of life more positive for that period, and that those who took a break were less depressed, less tired, less tense, had more satisfaction in relationships, and when they came back, they could improve their performance.
And their cheese consumption went down.
Well, I don't know. Maybe if they went to Italy, I don't know if that would be true.
Well, but, you know, when we were heading out a month ago to go visit our daughter, I did feel a little uptight because that was the time when the winds were blowing so hard that the ferries weren't running, one of the times. And we ended up flying down to Juneau a day and a half early just to make sure, and the flights were spotty as well. And we went down way early just to make sure we were there.
Right.
Because we didn't want to miss this one, principally because I hadn't seen her, you know, we hadn't seen her in 6 months or so.
Right. So you took some precautions there. So I guess there's, you know, two important points at least. You know, one is how do you deal with getting a break if you can't get out? And what do you think about that? Like, for example, you might be looking around, seeing lots of people going away, and maybe you can't afford it this year. And you might start beating up on yourself. Sometimes people do that. They get down on themselves and they self-attack for not being able to provide something that they need. Also, you may have to invent something to do that gives you a break, but you're upset and you're anxious or down about it. So what can you do in those circumstances is what we should be focusing on here today.
Sure.
So one thing which may sound a bit like a mantra, and I think it is a mantra, is that the way we react has meaning, and that to think about how we're thinking about something, especially something that's disturbing to us, is really important. Even in that Wisconsin study that I just cited, they made the point of saying that it's really important to be able to look at how you're thinking and to be able to get out of telling yourself that you can't have a break, for example, and that you need to figure out where this message is coming from. When you start telling yourself it's impossible to have the benefits of what a vacation might give you, for example, because you can't get the vacation.
Because you can't physically leave.
Right. So by figuring out where the message comes from in your head, you can decide if that is a reliable source of information in terms of what you want in your life. So in Ellen's case, this character Ellen, she realized that she needed the break, but she couldn't have the break, but she wanted to be there for her daughter, and she wanted to give herself some break mentally.
She couldn't have the break she envisioned.
Yes.
The break she planned fell apart.
Yes.
And then she had to deal with, okay, here I am. What do I do now?
Right.
And how do I at least get, you know, some of the benefit that I would have had by going out when I'm here?
Right. And your character made fun of her Zen-like approach.
Right.
But truly, having that kind of approach can really save you some wear and tear on your brain and on your mood. It's really important to try to be mindful about where your thinking is leading you.
Especially in the middle of winter.
Yes, especially, or especially when you leave here and you get stuck, or you know, there's a lot of difficulty in our area here in terms of access and what we have to put up with. So, if you can't get out, here are some things that you might be able to do. One is you really need to kind of look at the whole wraparound concept that you need to get away. Getting away provides some distance from stress. Gives you some opportunity to maybe come up with some new strategies for coping with stress or any other tensions, and it helps you restore a perspective. And to do that, especially if you can't get that physical break, even if you spend 5 or 10 minutes a day where you take a short walk and you really discipline yourself to be kind in your thinking, to have a willingness to expand your horizons, even when they seem limited, to try to exercise your creativity or get some help to be creative, like joining some group in town. There are some opportunities in Haines and Skagway to do art and to do physical activity. And even if that's the last thing you want to do, it might be good to get yourself there and not think too much about it. Those are some ways of thinking that might extend a break for you.
It's important.
It's important. And so I think that also if you can have sort of a schedule and pencil it in, like break, even though this might sound corny, you know, on your calendar, or just leave a little sticky note, you might have to support and remind yourself to make some positive connections and changes in your life.
And actually, with rising fuel prices and all that, they have come up with a new term. You've heard staycation?
No, I haven't.
A staycation is you stay home, but you just make up the elements of a vacation, and you just have them at home. And so you take the break, you change your pattern, you treat your situation like it is a vacation, and you just, you know, relax, take it easy. Indulge yourself in a way and not have to move your body away.
Wow, that's really the point. And I really think that that word pattern is important too, because vacation breaks routine. And so you can break your routine even if you can't go away. And there's lots to do here that can encourage that.
I did have an interesting experience. I went out in far into the bush with Iris. And we were out of all contact with electronic reality, and it was really good, that part. And coming back from that, I realized that just, you know, being out in nature and being with my daughter and her boyfriend, it was just a very cool experience being completely cut off from all the electronic chatter. And I think, you know, if, even on a so-called vacation now, all these connectors, all these electronic connectors we have are very seductive.
Yeah.
And, you know, I see people, and I saw people on this trip that were nominally on vacation, but hadn't broken from any. So they were still maintaining their electronic pattern, you know, checking the emails and doing the thing all the time and the smartphones and all that. And so it is possible to actually physically go on vacation and not get it.
Right.
Because you're still wired in. So.
Exactly. And I was reading about that today as well, that when you are on vacation and you feel compelled to take some work with you, that you really need to watch out to limit how much you check those emails and et cetera. And that's another good point. Even here, you know, giving yourself a break from being on that computer, checking those emails, looking at Facebook, if that's what you do, you know, taking a break from those worlds and into another world, whether it's the natural world or visiting with friends, is really important.
Yep. So one way or another, get your vacation. If you go on vacation, truly go on vacation. If you're stuck here, go on vacation as well.
Truly. Okay.
That's shrink wrap for today.
All right.
And if you have shrink wrap ideas, you can approach Robin or myself with them, bring them into the station. How else? Emailing you?
You can email me at shrinkwrap.rap@gmail.com. And really, you know, your participation in this show is really important and would make it a lot richer.
Absolutely. With ideas, you can come in and be part of a skit as well.
That's true.
If you've got a little radio acting Jones, you can work it on Shrink Wrap.
Because I have got a thing that's unique and new. To prove it, I'll have the last laugh on you. Because instead of one head, I got two. And you know two heads are better than one.